Stigmas around mental health were designed to hold us down, but we don't have to let them. If you're struggling, text or call 988 to connect with a trained crisis counselor who won't judge, just listen. 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Hope has a new number.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, our producer, he pushes buttons, he spins the dials, and he does it all with style. That's his name, Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, how's it going, Pastor?
Okay, there you go. We're up and then, of course, in here, she flitters and flutters our little studio marm, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty. We have a special guest here tonight with us again, our co-host from Northeast Ohio, Right to Life, Sarah McGurvey.
Hello.
Okay, I got it right this time. I was calling you McGreevy before. You were afraid you'd have to change your name, huh? Yeah, things get that way around here. Alrighty. Okay, we have a whole lot to talk about tonight. So, I mean, we really do. And then a little later on, we got Nancy Skirr calling in. So, and she's going to tell us give us an update on what has taken place with critical race theory. We're fighting. We're really fighting back here in Ohio, aren't we?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to go right to the scripture. The title of the message was, Their Pride Has Made Them an Abomination Unto the Lord. And we're going to pick it up where we left off in Psalms 138. And here, this is a psalm of King David. And this psalm is a song that God answered David's prayer. David had prayed a precatory prayer against his enemies because his enemies were God's enemies. And, you know, there are a lot of sound bites you hear in Scripture. People will say things that aren't really true. And it's like, well, God loves everybody. No, God doesn't love everybody. The Bible tells you very clearly that he hates all of those that commit iniquity, okay? He tells you over in Romans chapter 9, and also in the Old Testament, that Jacob he loved, but Esau he hated, okay? And so you hear these sound bites. Another one you hear all the time is the Bible says that we're to hate the sin but love the sinner, no? The Bible actually says we're to hate what God hates and love what God loves. That's what the Bible actually teaches you. Another one they tell you is the definition of sin is missing the mark. Well, no, even though missing the mark is mentioned, the definition of sin is transgression of God's law. See, so they changed all these things in these little biblical sound bites that aren't really true at all. And so with that, he says, I will praise thee with my whole heart, before the gods, and I will sing unto thee. Well, now, that word there, gods, it doesn't mean deity. It's referring to judges. When it's used with a small g, it refers to judges or people with authority. This verse, too, is a very, very important verse because it says this, I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness. By the way, that word, loving kindness there, that's the very same word used there in the Greek for mercy. And he says, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now here, this is very important. Do you know what that means? It means there is no greater authority than the word of God. There is no greater. In fact, here, that the word, God's word, is actually magnified above his name. And the reason what he's telling you is that it's through his word that you will understand his name, okay? And so, again, the word of God, in fact, the Lord Jesus, one of his names is the word, okay? And the word of God is the greatest authority that ever existed, right here. This is the world's greatest authority. Now, I've had to go to many times over the years because of my pro-life activity. I've been arrested and ended up in court. And when I'm arrested by myself, if nobody else is charged with me, I can defend myself with my own venue. And so here, I always choose, this here is my book of law. This is my venue. And when they ask you, what sovereign nation has that as a book of law? Well, King of England, 1611. This here, the King James Bible, is the only Bible, okay? Well, it's the only Bible, but I mean what they call the version, that's an authorized book of law. It's the only one that's an authorized book of law. You couldn't use any of the others. I can't go into the court with the NIV or the ASV. Only the King James. And guess what? 15 minutes of this Bible, they just want me out of that courtroom as far as they can get me out, okay? Do you know why that is? God's word does not return void. And so he goes on and he says, in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. In other words, David was saying, God, you made me bold. And here, what was taking place there is David had his enemies were all coming against him. And he's saying out to the Lord, he asked the Lord, how long, Lord, is this going to happen? Are you going to sit silent? And God finally answered him. And, you know, he goes on to say, and all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. He's talking about kings like himself and like Solomon and the others. Yea, they will sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Okay, in other words, he knows the proud, but at a big distance here. And we're going to take a look at that here and see what's happening today where the chickens are coming home to roost with the proud. This whole thing with LGBT Pride Month, okay? We mentioned it before when Joe Biden declared that all of our embassies across the world has to fly the sodomite flag. That was the sodomite pride flag. The very next day, Joe took his fall. And the Bible says that pride always comes before the fall. And Joe took his fall. And the interesting thing, you wouldn't hear this on NBC, ABC, CBS, but when that happened, all the cadets there that were cheering, they were applauding the fact that Joe Obama, and guess what he tripped over? You know what they were trying to say, Sam? It was the sodomite flag. Joe tripped over the pride flag. He fell over the pride flag. But you see, you're not going to hear that on NBC, the government, the Democratic Party media.
Our pride is our downfall.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he goes on to say, Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Now, that's an interesting thing, because it's God's truth is magnified by his word. Revive me means that thou wilt save me. It's what he's telling you about. He's going to save me. Okay. And so, and also stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. What's the significance of that? Why did he say thy right hand instead of just thy hand will save me? There's significance in the right hand. The Bible always refers to the right hand as the hand of righteousness and the seat of authority. In Ecclesiastes 10:2, he says that the wise man will turn to his right. The fool turns to his left, okay? In Matthew chapter 25, it tells you that those on the right will inherit the kingdom of God, but those on the left will be bound and cast into the lake of fire. Now, it's an interesting today. When the Lord Jesus hung on the cross, the thief on the right repented. The thief on the left did not.
Amen.
Yes. Now, isn't it interesting today that those who believe in God and righteousness and decency and honor and integrity, they refer to us as right wing. Those that embrace everything that God's word, the Bible, calls sin, they refer to as the left, huh?
Yes. It is interesting. Yeah. It's and then when you try to admonish them and speak truth to them, they just get angrier and angrier. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's because they are wrestling with this fact that they know deep down that this is wrong, but they don't want to admit it to themselves because they would have to change their habits. And
you see, there's a mindset. It's like, it's again, when the Bible says God gave them over to reprobate mind, they no longer can really distinguish right from wrong. Okay, and the idea is that if they somehow in their mind, if they refuse to acknowledge God, then God can't exist. Okay, even though they really know. See, and when you go into this lunacy, this is where you've got everything that God given, they want to be just in the opposition. This is where you got this all this trans stuff coming from. This is where you get the homosexual, and now they have women marrying themselves, and you know, it's insanity is what it is. It's criminal insanity is what it is. Now think about this. Now listen, think about this. Our side is very, very worried about losing to people that don't know what a woman is. Are we going to lose to people that don't? Look, people that don't know what a woman is are marrying women, okay? Women who don't know what they are. Maybe that's why they're doing that. They don't know what they are, and maybe that's why they're marrying themselves. What do you think?
All I can say is they've lost sight of who God created them to be. They really have gone so far into what society has said will make them happy. Oh, if you do this, you do that, you'll be happy, you'll feel fulfilled, when in fact it's quite the opposite. And it's just this dark, dark rabbit hole. But their soul has been so misinformed by things around them in society. Like you said, they don't believe in God anymore. And what is the opposite of God? It's
Satan.
Yeah.
You know, so, but let me ask you this, because these women that marry themselves, they get in front of a full-length mirror, and they exchange vows to themselves. But let me ask you this, which one of those two is the bride and which is the groom? Which... and which one of them takes the other's name? I mean, do you have? How are you gonna fall if you can't decide this? If it ever comes to divorce, how are they gonna divvy up the property if it goes to court? Because is the reflection real or is the other thing real? Because we're not sure what the other thing is, because nobody knows what a woman is, right? So
it's quite a time in history, right?
Yes.
Where all of these questions are actually existing on the internet. It really is. I was on Twitter the other day, and Abby Johnson posted a picture of a nursing school textbook that someone had emailed to her recently. And this helped to clarify a lot of the confusion out there for me, because this picture was an illustration for elective termination, a.k.a. abortion. Well, in this illustration, they showed, you know, the outline of the uterus and whatnot. And then they showed the different instruments used in the abortion process. But then, rather than having an image of a baby inside the womb, at first glance, this literally looks like a flesh-colored balloon. It is a flesh-colored blob in a nursing school textbook. No wonder people are so confused. They're literally being lied to by people who have really fancy letters after their name in higher education.
Well, you know, it's an amazing thing. These people that are out there with their clipboards trying to get signatures for that, that, if you will, legislation from hell. And that's what it is. And when they come up and they say, would you sign a petition for women's reproductive rights? Okay. Well, the Bible tells you what your reproductive right is, to give birth to the child. That's what God says. Now, these women, when they say, well, no, we have the right to, it's our own bodies. And the Bible says, see, these women are Jeremiah 2:34. Jeremiah 2. Do you know what Jeremiah 2:34 says? It says their skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent, okay? Mm-hmm. Then it goes on to say that God didn't even have to look upon their hearts, because by their own mouth they condemned themselves. And then they go on to say, we haven't done anything wrong because our leaders say it's all right. Okay, so, but the problem of it is, in Judgment Day, they're not going to be standing before their leaders. They'll be with their leaders standing before God, huh?
Amen.
In a lot of trouble, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when I come across them, I tell them, well, here's what God says. And God says, you're lying, okay? For some reason, there were two of them out in front of the Communist Party headquarters there in Joe County. And I went walking over, and they jumped in their car and took off. And see.
So the fear of God.
Yeah, I'm going to get my own petition, okay?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. I had an experience. I was, I won't say where it was, because in case the place redeems itself, I don't want to destroy their business. But I was given the opportunity to speak to a person circulating petition, talk to them for a while to find out what their mindset was. This person told me that they are a medical doctor, and I was inquiring about the different reproductive issues. And they were trying to tell me that in a transition surgery, you know, which parts are removed from the body, and when it came to the men's parts, I asked, how is that not reproductive? And I kid you not, their quote was, it's used for peeing. This was a guy who claimed to be a medical doctor. Okay. They literally don't know what... Either they are lying to us, which they are, but, like, maybe I keep praying that they just were asleep during biology, because that way Father can forgive them for they know not what they do. But, Pastor, you probably have more knowledge than I do about how to handle that one.
Well, you know, it's not the only thing. You had, who's that fellow that's the president of the Ukraine? Zelensky?
Yeah.
I can't pronounce his last name. But
well, he used his to play a piano.
I'm sorry, what?
He used his to play a piano. He was a comedian, and him and another sicko actually played a piano.
God, please help them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh, wow.
Well, so the next time you see that guy, tell him that... Not just me, play pianos too. You know, just so he knows.
One.
We got to bring him up to date nowadays.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, this is the world we're living in. This is really, I mean, it's beyond strange, isn't it?
Okay. It is fascinating, as goodness gracious. I was at a swing dance on Saturday, and at the end of the swing dance, someone approached my group of friends, and I was decided to go and speak to her and see what her deal was and, you know, what got her involved. And find out what she knew. She actually was trying not to assume my gender. Now, mind you, I had a skirt on and I looked like a woman. And I, in fact, I am a woman, by the way. I know what
I knew
what
that
a woman
first
is.
Time I yeah.
But
I said to myself, "Here comes a woman."
Right.
shows you that I'm intellectually superior to any and all Democrats.
And she's trying to tell me that, you know, she got into this because she was a former ER nurse and she had dealt with a lot of victims of sexual assault. And I asked her, well, how will this protect them? And there was no good response out of her. And then eventually I said, well, you know, if with the surgeries that you've just mentioned, that how this has nothing to do with that. If I cut off the parts that designate my sexuality, or if a man does, how is that not reproductive? And then she didn't have an answer. And then she's looking at the amendment, which clearly she had not read herself yet. And she's trying to find the word uterus and woman in it. And she couldn't. I then informed her, by the way, the ACLU has been going after parents' rights for a while now. The group Urge is on Twitter advocating against parents' rights. You should probably look more into this thing before you keep going with this. And she's looked at me straight-faced, staring at me for a good minute and a half, like, okay, nice to meet you. Have a good night. My name is Sarah. Hi. Have a good evening. And she just stood there staring at me thinking, who are you?
I mean, it's amazing the days we're living in. Going back to here, the last verse, verse 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Okay, so here, well, I missed a verse there. He says, and I will walk in the midst of the trouble that will revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. And we're seeing now the chickens coming home to roost with a lot of these things here. We're having some victories. School boards. Parents are saying enough's enough. They're standing up. They're fighting back. They're pushing back hard. They're pulling their children. You saw what happened there in Canada when Trudeau is pushing, where he said, all right, you're going to have LGBTQ. Your children will be indoctrinated, and you don't have a say. You parents have no say in it. Well, guess what? First day of June, first day of school, 75% of the children in Canadian schools stayed home. 75%. They pulled.
Praise be to God.
Right.
Yes.
They came. Number two, you know, God said that he would never destroy the earth by a flood again. He would do it by fire. And Canada's had some experiences with fire out there recently here.
Yes.
And it's kind of affecting the rest of us here, too, in Ohio and all over. But we're seeing the chickens come home to roost. Anheuser-Busch found out by going, you go woke, you go broke, okay? Mm-hmm. $20 billion they've lost. Now Target, remember Target? We first went after them because they were the first ones to invite perverts into the bathrooms, and they were going in here and filming, videoing little girls in the bathrooms, okay? This is what real Democrats do nowadays, okay? Just unbelievable. But now Target, they've lost now $11 billion, okay? And it's growing. You know, you add to that Kohl's, they're losing. Bed Bath Beyond, they went out of business. They're gone. And Los Angeles Dodgers, I don't think they're going to have a full stadium here. You know, they have their drag queen nuns and blaspheme God. And basically what they're saying, the Los Angeles Dodgers is saying, you Catholics out there, you're too stupid to understand what we're doing. So you're still going to come out and pay your money to be entertained. Well, guess what? Here's what a lot of those Catholics are saying. We're not as dumb as you think. You watch, you know, when you see the empty seats, remember that. And so I think they're going to learn. Some of the players on the Dodgers have had enough, too. And so people are pushing back. Okay. Anyone with honor, anyone with integrity. I won't go to one of these Guardian games at all now because what they just did with they just had a sodomite night, okay? And so
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so no, we won't attend any of them. So you're seeing this whole woke corporation thing's going down, and you got the FBI now. They're having a bad day today, okay? So things are coming back on them. And Chris Ray, as you say, how his involvement there with Satanism, and
yeah,
And so Chris had to buckle down. He knew he was going to go. The sergeant at arms was going to have to go right over and arrest him and take him in from the Congress. They would have done that. Okay. We'll be back right after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Dickie Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
Well, we know heaven's under siege because just look at the government. Whoa, is it corrupt. I mean, really, really corrupt. If you take a look at, I mean, how could it be any, I mean, could it be more corrupt? I don't know if it could be more corrupt. But anyhow, I tell you what we're doing. We're pushing back, and tomorrow we're going to be pushing back against NOAACA. And what's NOAACA? That's Northeast Ohio's version of Agenda 2030. And so tomorrow they're going to have their meeting. And, folks, the good people, the patriots are going down into the meeting as we did the last time and let them know that we're here and we're watching them and you're not going to get away with, because what you're doing in darkness is going to be brought to light. Now, these are the New World Order deep state people here. And so tomorrow, folks are going to be meeting at Eastgate Shopping Center. That's the Eastgate Shopping Center, right at the corners of Mayfield Heights there at 91 and 322. Mayfield Road and 91. And they're going to be meeting in front of that grocery store. What's the name of that grocery store chain? The the one where you bring your own bags. Aldi's. Yeah.
Aldi's. Uh huh.
They're going to be meeting there tomorrow morning at 9:30. 9:30. They will be meeting there in front of Aldi's. These are the Christian patriots, and then they're going to be carpooling and driving down into Cleveland over to Superior Avenue to go in and to let the deep state, the dark state, know that we're watching. We're not gonna give up, because they want to take away all our rights. They want to take away all our freedoms. And guess what? Some of us are willing to fight for them, aren't we?
Yes.
Amen.
One of those people that's willing to fight for them is Nancy Skurr. Hey, Nancy Skurr.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. Listen, you've got petitions that you need to get signed. These are the good guy petitions, right? And
that's true.
And tell the folks, because you got a thing with critical race theory, don't you? You got a problem with that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we all do.
Work it. Yeah, we all do. And we now have an opportunity to actually fight back. I spent the last 2 years researching critical race theory, and what I have discovered is there are constitutional laws that safeguard our rights. It also goes ahead and mentions laws that are specific with regards to education. I'm sure a lot of you don't know that the U.S. Constitution had set a standard for education, and that standard is that education must guarantee all constitutionally guaranteed rights, such as the 14th Amendment, which is the equal protection under the law. And critical race theory is in direct violation of that. So it would seem commonplace that you would think, well, if it's in direct violation, how can that be something that would be appropriate in our schools? And that's the issue. There are many issues that I have been able to obtain through my research, more specifically, what the Constitution provides us as far as a tool to stand up and protect our children from this insanity that we're seeing in the schools. And I'm sure some of you remember Brown versus the Board of Education. That was probably the most classic situation where it pretty much said that no state can force us to practice discrimination. No state can force us to do this. And under that pretext, I am approaching the Ohio Board of Education, and I'm going to talk to the legislators as well as the governor, because all of these agents are culpable, which means they all can effect change as far as critical race theory is concerned. So you want to attack those, you want to approach those who have that capability, and those are the three areas. So what we're doing is I'm waging war. I went down on May 9th and I talked to the Board of Education regarding all the constitutional rules that protect not only our children, our freedom of speech. I lost my train of thought.
Boy, I bet they loved you there.
Oh, well, they didn't. They didn't like me. In fact, they know of me coming for June 13th, because I'm going there specifically to go ahead and file a letter of intent to all the board members. I went down there on May 9th to tell them that they were in violation of the rule of law. And as a result of their violation, I expected them to correct the issue. I identified the problems, and through the identification of the problems, it showed that they cannot force a lot of these things that they're trying to do to us. For example, there is a law that says that you incorporate the First Amendment with the 14th, the First Amendment with the 14th Amendment, and what it indicates is that students do not lose their freedom of expression or speech when they go into the school, which means ultimately they can't be forced to use gender pronouns. Nobody can be forced to do that, and that's what they're doing at our schools.
Let me tell you where that's coming from. Missouri versus Biden. Missouri versus Biden. Now, this could possibly be the most important lawsuit in our history, because what there's what we found out about this is that Biden, Joe Biden, has got a program in the federal government that wants to kill all free speech, to take away all free speech, okay? Destroy the First Amendment right. And so here, until yesterday, I had not read any documents in the lawsuit brought by the states of Missouri and Louisiana versus Joe Biden. Because of this, I didn't fully grasp the stunning claims made by the plaintiffs, nor realize how overwhelming the evidence is that supports this case. Yesterday, I read the first 54 pages of a 354-page document that was filed with federal district court. That was filed with a federal district court in Louisiana on March 3rd, 2023. I now better understand why some people believe this might be the most important legal case in the history of U.S. In a nutshell, attorneys for the plaintiffs are compiling and presenting a mountain of evidence that shows actors for the U.S. government had conspired to nullify the First Amendment to the Constitution. The amendment was first for an important the amendment was first for an important reason. It states that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. The core issue at stake here should American citizens be allowed to have genuine freedom of speech? Basically, that's it. They want to take away all of our freedoms. This is why we're going down tomorrow to the NOAACA meeting. That's what they're all about. They want to take away our rights to own private property. They want to take away our rights to travel. They want to control every aspect of our life, and they will if we let them. Okay. And so, there you go. Now I'm going to toss it back to you, Nancy.
Okay. So anyways, we are going to fight this. And we have the U.S. Constitution. We also have the backing of the U.S. Supreme Court and also the U.S. Congress. So we have all the support we need to go ahead and fight against critical race theory and the LGBTQ agenda. The only thing is we need to maintain our focus, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to provide so many distractions so you lose what is the most important thing in the entire situation, and that is the child. And they're doing everything. They're having drag queens, so you'll focus on that and lose track of what's important. They have Bud Light coming out and saying Bud Light is telling you to support drag queens. They have to make a decision. Every organization's now been put in a situation to make a decision to go ahead and either support the LGBTQ agenda or get poor ESG scores. And that's why some of these organizations are coming out in full support. But I have no regret punishing them for what they're doing, because ultimately they have a right to make a choice. And now I've gotten so sidetracked. Please forgive me. But ultimately, we need to go ahead and stand up and fight for our children. And we need to redirect our focus on the child and the child only. We can deal with organizations or stores that want to go ahead and try to undermine the values.
Well, let's take a look at those stores. We talked about that earlier here. It's blowing up in their faces. You know, now go woke, go broke.
It is.
And
exactly.
And you take a look at Anheuser-Busch. They've lost $20 billion. You take a look at, I think it's up to $12 billion now that Target has lost. And in fact, they got bad news yesterday from one of the major banks. Their stocks have been devaluated big time. And if you take a look at Kohl's, you know, they got hit. I think they lost about $1 billion. So a lot of these stores, in fact, here's some of them that we're looking at. Walmart. Walmart went all the way out LGBTQ. They went queer all the way, and they're closing stores down everywhere. And those idiots actually gave $300 million to Burn, Loot, and Murder. That's what they call Black Lives Matter. And guess what Burn, Loot, and Murder did? They burnt the Walmart stores down, okay? How smart is this, okay?
Yeah.
So there's this tendency to want to, they've gotten to the CEOs, and they want to start trying to take down the corporations. And the problem of it is a lot of people are learning things that, hey, you know what? You don't need those stores. We've been going to mom-and-pop stores, which you can get everything you need, and going to the salvage stores. We're saving a ton of money going to the salvage stores.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so and so we're sending a message to Wally Mart. You know, now the bad one is Cracker Barrel. I liked going to Cracker Barrel. Now they've gone and done this, and now I can't go to Cracker Barrel anymore.
Darn.
And so, anyhow, or Walgreens. So, folks, there you go. Some of these stores, but there's a lot of them out there that are saying, you know what, maybe we shouldn't have jumped into this right away. Maybe we should kind of back off a little bit here. And it's too late for Bed Bath & Beyond. They're gone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyhow, you're right. We've got to fight back with everything we have. We got to run to this battle, and we can win this battle. Now, there's a whole lot more of us than people realize out there, too. I mean, I can't believe how many different pro-family, pro-life organizations there are. I mean, I get contacted by them every day. I mean, there's so many of them, and I was sitting on so many boards for a while, I couldn't remember, you know. Yeah, who I was. Okay, anyhow. So there's a lot of us. We are fighting back. We're taking the battle to them. That's what we have to do. That's what God's Word, the Bible, demands that we do. He gives us three main missions. There's no stuttering there. Great Commission, number one, first and foremost, the Great Commission. Two, all the way from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is disobedience to God in every case. And then he tells us the last one, this, to hold to the tradition of the apostles, to stand our ground, not stand down, to stand and hold our ground. And that's what we got to do. And so, and that's what we are doing. So now how can the folks out there help you get your petition signed? How can they do that?
I am so glad you asked me that question. You know, what it amounts to is, in order to sign the petition, we have Act for America. I don't know if you guys know what Act for America is.
Oh, yeah.
The nonprofit. Okay, well, some people don't. And so anyways, they have, I contacted them, and they have joined the fight against critical race theory in the state of Ohio. And in 1 week, they were able to obtain, and if you're standing, I suggest you sit down, 110,000 signatures to help fight against critical race theory specific to the state of Ohio. So that means a lot. So that when I go to, and I am planning to go to on June 13th to the Board of Education meeting, because at that particular Board of Education meeting, I had prior cited the violations of the Constitution that the Board of Education was in violation of. I did that. I sent them a letter, a follow-up letter, asking them to correct the violations of law and listed those violations. So now I am going there to tell them I intend to file an official complaint against you if you do not make these corrections. Okay. And to give me the power of the voice, all of you, I need you to do me a favor. You need to go to actforamerica.org. You might see Act for America, the Action Center. Essentially, what you're doing is you want to go to the Action Center. This is where you're going to find our petition. Now, if you go and look at violations, if you just hover the mouse over the violations, you can see that they're divided in national as well as state violations.
Let me ask you this. That Act for America, is that Act, and I think they had Act and then a number four, and then America, or is it the word Act for, is it one word?
I think they have it both ways, but I always use, I've seen it with Act and the number four, but I always go and spell out the word for, F-O-R, because, yes, so for all intents and purposes, that's what I use when
okay.
I go to that site.
All righty.
You go ahead, you go to the states, and there's a lot of states that are going ahead and participating with Act for America. And you'll go to, the state of Ohio, and you click on it, and it will provide you with prompts how to go through and sign the petition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it allows you to send letters to not only the governor, the legislators, as well as the school board, okay? These letters have been designed to avoid the issue of trying to compose a letter, okay? So this is already set up. And then the next step and the one of the most final steps is you can help provide advertisement for what we're doing. And the way you do that is it'll prompt you, do you want to post this on Facebook or Twitter? And you can do so. And by doing so, it will help expand or help get information out with regard to our campaign. But this is a campaign that I guarantee you we will win.
Do you know Lori Cardoza Moore?
No, I don't.
Okay. She's with that outfit putting justice to the nations, okay? Putting justice to the nations. And she heads that up, and we brought her in here just about a month or so ago, and they had a huge turnout, and they're fighting this too in Ohio.
Well, who is this?
Lori Cardoza Moore. Just go up on the internet to PJTN. Laura
PJTN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so tell her that I sent you there too.
Oh, yeah. I will. PJTN. Okay. I just put that in the search engine.
I say that again.
I just put PJTN in the search engine.
Okay.
Is that what I do? And
yeah.
That should bring me up? Okay. Okay. That's what I want to make sure. Okay. And I'll tell her you sent me. But what I'm doing right now, in order to, like I said, let me go back to where we were. So you go on the state, you find Ohio, you do all the prompts, and then you're done. All you got to do is make sure that you tell everybody, share it with people, let them know that we have a way of fighting back and we are going to succeed this time. And the way that we succeed is through the word of mouth. And the way we do that is if you're on in an organization that has members, tell your organizational members to go for Act for America. Our ability to negotiate or be successful depends upon the power of our voice. And the only way we could generate that power is through numbers.
All right. Well, we'll
and
get
that's why.
All right. Well, listen, you're doing a good job. Keep us informed on how things are going for you. And again,
I will. Like I said, I am meeting with the Board of Education on June 13th to give them their letter of intent. And that's my plan for that particular day. So I'm getting all my paperwork done in preparation. And by doing so, we can force the issue. But we also have the ability to redress this whole issue, if we don't get any satisfaction from the Board of Education, we have the ability to redress this issue with the legislation. And that's why it's important that we hit them from every angle where it hurts. Let's send a letter to the governor, the legislature, the Board of Education. Let them know we're tired, that we've had enough, and we will win. I guarantee you.
Well, you're absolutely right. Parents are pushing back across the country, and they're starting to see this. Hey, wait a minute. These folks, they've caught on. The parents, they realize they're not asleep anymore. They're awake now. And so maybe we better back down a little bit. Maybe we should back off a little bit on this. We need to, and we're seeing, too, a lot of school boards being totally replaced across the country. So there's, see, here's what the Republicans, if you've been watching the congressional hearings, praise the good Lord for people like Comer, people like Josh Hawley, people like Matt Gaetz, Ted Cruz, that little Marjorie Greene woman. all of them, I mean, they're, praise the good Lord, because they're pushing back. Guess what they discovered? They discovered they can win if they fight, right? And we've been telling them that for 50 years here on the radio. You can win if you fight,
yes.
Okay? Yeah, and so this is what's happening out there now. And so this is our time. Actually, again, you know, God made that decision. There's no studying. We're required. It works this way. And God's the one that's did it. He said it. That we have, we have obligations to him, and what does he have for us? Let's see if little Lisa can...
Expectations?
That's right, expectations. He has expectations for us. We have obligations to him. That's the way it works without stuttering. And so, folks, we need to get it done. It's now or never. You know, we do it for God, country, and our children and their children and their posterity.
Amen.
We've got to take the battle to them. All right. Well, listen, we're in this with you all the way, Nancy. So
I appreciate that. I appreciate that because you know what? We really do have a chance to win. And what Act for America and a lot of other organizations are coming to realize that the solution that I'm exercising in the state of Ohio can be used in any state. This is not limited to the state of Ohio because the U.S. Constitution applies to every state. And so they can use the tools that the Ohio, what do you want to call it, the Ohio group has developed to go ahead and do it elsewhere. The most important thing is getting the word out so that they know that there is an avenue, because I think most people are just genuinely frustrated because they don't know what to do, okay? And it's the frustration that's generating the anger that they're experiencing. We have a way to solve this problem. Redirect that anger or whatever motivational force that's causing you to act the way you are, redirect that and help us get it done.
All righty, Nancy, we're coming up to a hard break. So listen, thank you for what you're doing.
No, thank you. Thank you. I can't do this without your help.
Well, we're into it. And when we get back, we're going to a break when we come back. We have some other legislation that's very vital, too. And we got to win it, because if we can win it here, we'll win it in the other states, just like you said. So
yeah,
we're up to a break. We will be back after this. Don't go away. Thanks for being here. And we'll be right back after this.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.